Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, everyone, tonight to our wonderful show. We're going to be talking a little bit about this blue moon that right now is right around the corner. And also, just taking a look at some people's charts. If they have one profound question, we can take a look and take a peek into their future. So, Jacqueline, what have you been up to this week?
Playing with chickens, playing with tomatoes. It's harvesting time right now.
Nice.
Well, it keeps me busy, that's for sure.
I have some concerns about this storm, Isaac, coming up the coast here.
I think it's interesting timing as far as it's coming, when it's coming.
Me too. Well, let's just hope that everybody hunkers down and, you know, makes the best of it. I mean, some of the pictures from Haiti were extremely frightening. I mean, all that flooding and such and, you know. There was also flooding in, I think it was North Carolina today, right where the Roanoke River actually hits the ocean or something, but there was like a lot of water there, boy. It was crazy.
Wow.
Cars were completely covered in water and stuff like that. There's been some very bizarre storms, and even in Florida before we had Isaac on the radar, there was like a terrible, terrible thunderstorms, the worst anybody can remember almost every day. So, I mean, I guess the electricity of the universe is freaking out or heightening up or something like that.
I think it's Neptune trying Mars and Scorpio.
It could be.
That's
so,
what I
yes.
Think.
Yes. I know. And with Neptune retrograde, God only knows how it's all going to end up.
Absolutely. And it's conjunct Chiron. You'll expect the unexpected, that's for sure.
Exactly. Well, all I can say is that hope and pray that those that are on their way or doing things out there, they can hunker down and keep themselves and their family and most of their property as safe as possible. Because I mean, Florida hasn't really had a really bad hurricane in many years now, has it?
No, not since you left.
Yeah, I know. I think it was really after me. When I left, of course, it lost its desire to come to the state. Of course, the storms followed me here. I had ice storms. I've lost four trees. It's like my mom thinks I'm like the storm magnet on the planet. Okay.
Well, Uranus conjunct Sun. What do you want?
I know. But that's what makes me such a good astrologer too.
Absolutely.
I'll agree with that as well. Yeah. You see things differently. You can feel things coming like a storm too, psychically, which I think is kind of good in a way. Not always, but most of the time. Anyway, well, we have a few callers already on hold. I suppose we should. You'll never guess who our first caller is.
Oh, don't tell me, Danielle.
Yes, I think it is. Let's see what she needs to see. I must be psychic. You must be psychic. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Danielle.
How you doing, girl?
Good. How are you guys?
We're hanging in there. What are our choices?
Doing well.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, what do I need to be prepared for? I'm seeing my Venus and Aaron's sun transiting the 12th house. And a blue moon in my 8th house. That full moon in the 8th house.
Dead on timing your moon to the 4th house. 8 degrees and 8 degrees. You got to love that. You know, for some reason when you called, I told you not the transit for the day, but for the full moon. I never know why I do anything. The first thing that stood out like a neon sign to me in this chart is that full moon, blue moon, going to be conjunct to your Mars in Scorpio. Okay. I don't know if I've talked to you about right now, but Mars is in Scorpio and will be in Scorpio conjunct your moon at that point in time. So I have to say here, you know, there's a really neat whole transition here because it's your Venus, which is conjunct your 12th house cusp. And I find this to be a whole new emotional understanding and an understanding of spirit, and that you are being guided and allowing somebody else to guide you instead of you trying to guide the universe. And I think this is really what's coming up for you, is a real emotional shift more towards your spiritual side than anything else.
Okay. And what's this with Aaron's son and my Venus?
She's talking about the composite chart, Jacqueline.
Okay. Let me get a composite chart. What's his name again?
His name is his birthday?
Yeah, let's go with that. What's his birthday?
10/20/85.
And time?
5:30 a.m.
And the city?
Roanoke.
That's right. Local boy. Gotta love those local boys.
Not this one.
Okay, let's take a look at this. Never said this was an easy relationship. I'll guarantee you that.
I'm trying to end it because he's being so abusive.
Let me look at the composite and the transits on the composite for this situation.
Yeah, because you said something about his son and my Venus transiting the 12th house.
Now, the composite's actually posited there. It's different than a transit, honey. It has to do with when two become one, the essence here, okay?
I don't want that to happen. I want him to go away.
Right, but what I want you to know, again, was because the Sun and Venus, they're conjunct in Leo in this chart, just indicates that the two of you both really do want to be loved and even adored, okay? But the composite does not assure that that will occur between the two of you. It just indicates that your interaction is going to lead you to that conclusion, each of you in different ways, perhaps. It doesn't necessarily assure that the relationship can come together on that level.
And I'm going to say this about this. I agree with her a great deal, because this is not a simple relationship that you date somebody and they go away, okay? There are certain karmic relationships we have in our life, and this one is a karmic relationship. You are, or how you look at it, whether you two stay together or whether you two come apart, you are going to grow and shift to a better being by being with this individual and vice versa. I will tell you that. Both of you two with the plutonium effect cannot not affect each other in that way. Okay? And transiting right now in your composite of how the two of you are acting upon each other and how you're dealing with each other is our Sagittarius moon, and it is conjunct your composite. So, of course, you want to run. You want to run as far and as fast as you can. You can do that, but you can't hide, and this relationship will not go away that simply is all I'm trying to say. Again, here, I think it also has to do with what I was talking about in the beginning, the spiritual change within yourself. Allow this relationship to pass through with you. Okay, set your boundaries. No, this is unacceptable. If you're going to do that, I'm not going to be around you. But that doesn't mean he's going to go away. You're going to have to continue with this, okay? Because this is a test of your faith, your love of yourself, okay? And that's really where it comes down to. It's really honoring your inner self and honoring your soul and really coming to a new emotional understanding of that. Whether this relationship stays together or not is what I'm trying to say with this.
Well, he's being abusive still. It won't stop. He keeps beating on me.
And you turn around and, no, this is unacceptable. I will not be in your environment if you're going to do this to me. Okay? He'll keep
trying that.
He'll keep coming back, but you've got to be persistent and stand your ground. No, this is unacceptable.
He keeps hurting me is the problem, and I'm going to have to call the police or get a restraining order on him. That's how bad it is.
And I think that that's exactly what you should do at this point because, you know, this is unacceptable behavior. Period. And if you don't take a stand and force the issue and make it stick, he's understand that his freedom, okay, is at jeopardy because of him taking away your freedom to express yourself, then guess what? You have to lay it down, and the wise thing to do is to make yourself safe.
Right. Okay.
I agree. There has to be these boundaries and limits put on this. There's no question about it.
Putting a restraining order on him is not going to hurt him. It's just going to prevent him from hurting you. You have to understand that. And if he does hurt you, then they will come in and they will hurt him or they will incarcerate him. And you know what? He needs to know that there is consequences for his actions. Is there inappropriate? And maybe this is a lesson he's never learned, and maybe you're the one that's chosen to teach him this lesson.
Okay. It's the same thing I went through 10 years ago with another person.
I know.
And here again,
lesson you need to learn.
It's a lifelong lesson of your own self-worth. And I think it's elevated to another level at this point in time from the one in the previous one. So here again, it's time to stand your ground. Come to peace with yourself. You know, it's not acceptable. If you're going to hit me, this cannot happen. Okay? I'm setting my boundaries. Walk away. Put that restraining order there. Let him stand there and try and figure it out. And you just keep in peace, knowing you did the right thing.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Danielle, for calling, and we always love to hear from you, honey. You be strong.
Okay.
All right. Love
Thank
you, girl.
You. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Such a darling person, and she's, you know, she's such a healer, and, you know, it's like you have to physician heal thyself, if you will. You know, it's kind of like that kind of a lesson there. It's a little tough.
Absolutely. This relationship was definitely brought to bring her to a higher level within herself.
Jacqueline, I don't know where you're sitting right now, but sometimes it's very hard to hear you, and then all of a sudden you go really, really clear. So I think you're just I think whatever's going on with your phone is a little bit positional. I'm just wanting to bring that up because I want them to get the benefit of everything you're saying, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Right now you're very clear.
The only thing I'm doing is moving side to side, so I put it right in front of me and directly in my face now.
Okay. All right, let's take our next call. This person's already been hold on for 20 minutes, so let's grab this person and see what they need tonight.
All right. All right.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Good evening. This is Lanice.
Lanice, how do you spell that?
L-E-N-E-S-E.
How pretty.
Thank you.
What can we do for you tonight?
I'd like a reading with my birthday.
Great. Okay. Can you give us your birthday and year?
It's July 5th, 1963. At 9:56 a.m.
In what city?
Memphis,
Tennessee?
Tennessee, correct.
There's a lot of Memphises, but people just don't know that. Now, do you still live in Memphis?
I do.
Aha, uh-huh. A native. How exciting.
What do you do for a living?
Nursing.
Say again.
I'm not liking it at all.
What do you do?
Nursing.
She's a nurse.
Wow. Well, you've got Chiron in the six. We're transiting right now. You got Chiron in the six natally. You are here to heal people in some capacity. But nursing is not the only venue you can embrace.
Yeah, with Aquarius sitting there, I have to strongly suggest other modalities for you than the traditional AMA. They transform and change the way you look in traditional medicine, as far as they call it traditional medicine. But you're more progressive, you're more cutting edge. That's what you need to be. So first thing that... Do you have a question for us, by the way?
Well, I guess the subject was good because I'm with what I'm doing now. And that and relationships seems to be my biggest issue. Will I get the best way to change my career or how I'm healing others?
Well, I think that one of the big problems sometimes is when you're born to be a healer, not only do you do it for a living, but you end up trying to do it in your relationships as well, and that doesn't always work out very well. And you are supposed to be reevaluating everything right now because you have both Neptune and Chiron retrograde in your sixth house of work and service and health. You're also supposed to be looking at your own health right now as far as the way you're taking care of yourself. Are you doing that? I can't hear you.
Eating 40 and it's a flip. So I'm drinking water, eating right, not doing gluten, not doing sugar, just doing everything I always wanted to do. But now I'm at the point where I'm trying to hold on because I picked up 8 pounds and I'm craving sugar and wanting to eat all this stuff that I used to eat. So I'm striving to stay on the path that I'm on now with my health.
Right. Okay. That is very important for you at this time.
Okay.
Because I think that until you can get yourself together, I think that you might be trying to make very, very strong decisions prematurely. I think it's time to turn maybe some of the attention back on you for right now, get yourself back together.
Yeah.
That's going to help you tremendously. You know,
and
you are very, very capable.
I am going to say this. I think that it's a journey and an adventure right now with Mars going into Scorpio to do some research about different ways of health and taking care of your health, things that you haven't tried before, different things like that, that might be able to fit well within your lifestyle. Okay? So that's what I would be looking for. I think you're trying to nurture yourself with that sugar.
Yeah, I was part of that emotional eating that I was doing. But I think that I can still do it because I've changed the way I know I don't want to let go of my little goodies. So I'm learning how to do sugar-free, gluten-free snacks and desserts.
Is there diabetes in your family?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have a diabetes signature in your chart. Okay, now what happens, often diabetes will skip a generation. The nurse probably know this. And the generation that doesn't have the diabetes has hypoglycemia or just has a very sensitive pancreatic organ, if you will, okay? And also you can have allergies to different foods or different medicines or even anesthesia because of that opposition. You have a direct opposition between Chiron and your ascendant. It's almost exact by degree and minute, okay? So because of that, when you throw your blood sugar curve out of whack, you're going to experience a lack of concentration, anxiety, change in sleep patterns, okay? And because the sun is in Virgo now.
That's been going on.
Yep. And now the sun's even in Virgo now, so what's happening is over the next couple of weeks with the sun in Virgo, it is going to trigger that opposition, so it's going to become very apparent to you what works and what doesn't. So I'm going to encourage you to start taking some notes on what you eat, how you slept that night, how many times you were anxious, how many times you wanted to, like, get mad at somebody on the job, okay? Because I think that some of this has to do with you, okay, more than it has to do with your circumstances. I don't think you're necessarily making practicing medicine the way you want to, but I think that also what's going on with you metabolically can be affecting the way that you're translating it, if you follow me, okay?
Okay.
So take care of you first. I'm looking at making changes more towards December because I feel that then Neptune and Chiron are going to be direct. You're going to have a better handle on things. You're going to feel that you're more stabilized because of what you've discovered about how you do need to orchestrate your diet. And you're going to be able to see a change as far as the way that you're dealing with this, like the same problem you dealt with last week that made you really upset. You'll find if you can get this under control within a month, you're going to look at it and say, you know what, time to find a solution. you know, rather than getting upset, you're going to be much more in your capabilities because you're the kind of person you want to do things well. Just your nature, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. Well, you know, you said Chiron and Neptune is transiting my sixth house.
Yep.
Okay. Well, do you know what was going on in, like, from February to June? That's when I completely went, I call it, I don't know what else to call it, but went crazy.
Well, Neptune entered Pisces, and it hasn't been there for 165 years. So, yes, this is a whole brand-new ball game, and it's opposing Uranus, the planet of catastrophes and lightning bolts and excitement and epiphanies in your 12th house. And because in the 12th house, sometimes you can't understand what's going on because it's very subconscious. So you're getting this impulse that you want to kind of jump out of your life like a burning building, okay?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do around February. I didn't know if I was dying or what. did that start around February or March or somewhere in there?
Yes, ma'am, it sure did. Yes, it did. And the thing is, you have to remember that Neptune...
Crazy it was, my sister said, you don't even act like the same person. I was crying at the drop of a hat. I couldn't see myself. I was spending the night at different houses and wasn't able to be alone, quit eating, lost the 44 pounds, changed my diet, and I was just crying all the time. And then I woke up one morning and everything had, you know, kind of gotten back to normal. I would
probably
say about July.
Yeah, probably when Neptune went retrograde. But the thing is that you have to understand that the whole vision that you have for yourself, okay, how you see yourself and your purpose right now is being reformed in a way, okay?
Yeah.
And so the whole idea is to try and strike the balance. Now that Neptune's retrograde, at least it's not quite as active.
No, it's calmed down a whole lot.
Realize it will be going direct again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's going direct when?
I'll tell you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It, let's see, doesn't go direct until 12th of November. It's going to go direct at that point. Okay?
Okay.
And so because of that, between now and the 12th of November, this is a time for you to, like I said, really be very conscious of what you're putting in your body and how it's affecting you. You know, take little notes and stuff like that. Just like put down like moods, energy flow. Did I sleep well that night? Did I decide I had to have 5 more cookies? What happened that day? So that you can look at it from all the 4 elements, you know, the fire, earth, air, water. You can look at it from all 4 elements to see how the things that you are putting into your physical body or the physical exercise or the work that you're doing that day, make some notes and try and take a look at your patterns so that you can work with this much more effectively. It's almost like you're being a self-diagnostician here, and you can be very good at that.
Exactly.
You can be very good at that. It's going to serve you.
Well, guess what? I have my calendar. I have this 2-page that I got, and it's numbered from 1 to 7 days, and I got it all set up with the day and the date. I write down everything I eat. I write down what supplements I take. I write down what is my blood sugar, whether or not I exercise, because I'm trying to see in my diet, you know, because I'm having some blood sugar issues, but I'm not quite diabetic. I'm running 120 to 130 fasting blood sugars, and it can be even lower than that, you know, according to what I eat. So I'm trying to find out what works for my diet and what doesn't. I have taken the sugars and all of that out, but now, like I said, I'm kind of slipping back over to it. But it's amazing that I'm already doing this, and I had been prompted to also chart my mood. So now I'm going to start doing that since you mentioned it, because I got the setup and the plan. It's all written out daily, even to how many glasses of water I drink. I'm recording my intake, my supplements, my water, and my exercise.
God,
it's funny.
There you go.
You know, I was thinking about it today as I was doing the list, and it's getting easier. It took a while for me to get all of this, you know, down to actually do it. and now I'm doing it, and I was thinking I feel like a doctor, like I'm coming in for a visit with myself.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. But I had gotten that from my guides that now is the time for me to just focus on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm doing it.
You know,
so I guess I'm on the right track.
The other thing I want to tell you is just to verify, you know, my mom, she decided to go gluten-free. About 4 months ago now. And she'd been trying to, you know, watch her diet, this and that. She's a total vegan, okay? But because of that, she was doing a lot of gluten. And she decided to go gluten-free in addition to being a vegan. And she lost, like, 12 pounds in 2 months.
I believe it. I lost 44.
All of a sudden, her digestion got so much better. She was so happy.
I lost the 44 pounds between, really, January and, like, June. Because I just got so upset till I just said, okay, forget it. I don't know what to eat because I knew I was at the point where I had to stop doing what I was doing and learn a whole different lifestyle. And then just doing that made me kind of angry because I had to do it. I knew I had to do it. So I just stopped for a while and said, okay, I just will just really just won't eat for a while until I decide that I'm going to feed my body properly.
There you go. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy, but I feel better.
That's great. We're glad you called in tonight because it's great because you were able to verify your intuition and the things that you are doing for yourself. And like I said, I think you're going to come to some conclusions here. You're going to get a different perspective, and things are going to settle down. And then when you make a decision about what you want to do with your career or with your relationships, you're going to be doing it from a much more even keel.
Yeah. Like they say, you cannot solve a problem with the mind that you created it with.
I like that.
So, yeah. I've been hearing that and hearing that, and you know, it's kind of what's going on with me, that old mindset is left, and now I'm developing this new one. So it's best to wait until everything's done, until I really make a move, and, you know, any really big moves, like you said earlier.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, lady. You're very intuitive and very connected. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Keep us posted. Call back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you, too.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, that was.
You know, it's funny how sometimes all of a sudden my... I find myself doing that. I'll just stop and say, okay, am I the problem here, or is this really the problem I'm facing? You know?
Absolutely. Sometimes you have to take that step back and look and see where it's really coming from. And especially I've noticed with Mars and Virgos that they can do that, that they can, you know, get stuck so hard and not stop. And they can feel it. They can, you know, they know that they should stop, but they just don't take that step back. And sometimes you just have to remind them, like her, hey, just take a step back and it'll be good.
And the difficult thing that she's dealing with, too, is because Jupiter's in Gemini this year, and it is squaring her ascendant and her Mars off and on now. She's going to go back and forth over that energy. So it's going to exaggerate the issues, though. So because of that, I know she's going to get a handle on it. You know?
I agree.
Jupiter squares really do exaggerate the extreme issues that you're dealing with and trying to find the balance. And I think this is going to really serve her in the end.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You ready for the next caller?
All right.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. Doing good. Thank you. I'll give you my birthday. It's 10/25/67, 6:30 a.m. in Corona, California.
Corona?
It's 6:30 a.m.
Excuse me? Oh, you're cutting out.
Was it 6:30 a.m.?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
What part of California is Corona in? I've never heard
that. It's like Riverside County.
Okay.
Kind of Orange County, in a way.
You still
that's where my aunt lives in Glendora, and I was raised in La Mirada, and so Corona, I know.
And you still live there?
No, I'm in San Diego right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not that far.
No.
Not that far.
Did you have a specific question for us today?
Yeah, just maybe focus in the love area. If it's, I haven't been married yet. I don't know if that, shows, that pops up.
You are married?
Oh, I'm not. I haven't been. I've never been.
Oh, good.
You've got a Mars in Capricorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
yeah,
exalted.
Yeah, I kind of know where
wow.
my planets are. I know where my basic planets are.
Well, Saturn sitting on your south node, so for you not to be in a committed relationship right now is absolutely cosmically correct, by the way.
That I'm not in a committed?
Yeah. But Mars approaching your sun means you really would like to have a passionate interlude, okay?
Yeah. Oh.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think so, too, as far as that's concerned. When I look at this, the way that I see this is that the only way you're going to get involved with anybody is they would have to really be the right one. You stand alone a lot in your life with the Scorpio Capricorn energy, and here again, it can really make some great transformative changes. And again, here with your one-to-one relationships, I think. Doing a passion or having a passion or doing something that you really like doing is how you're going to find your mate.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Wow. No, that's probably why.
So, the stronger you follow your passion of what you like to do, the sooner you're going to meet the one you need.
Oh. Okay.
And I strongly encourage you to join clubs, groups, and associations that share your interests because you've got four beautiful planets in the 11th house in Virgo.
Absolutely.
And your Mars is in perfect trine to your Jupiter. So because of
Absolutely.
That, if you did have a community experience and you got involved with other people that really like to do what you like to do, that's where you're going to find him. That's where you're
going to
find him.
Yeah, I'm going to some meet-up groups, so that should be probably where that's going to happen.
Well, and it's more of a passion than just going out on
groups
and dating type things. It has to be an adventure. It has to be something that has a purpose to it or else it's not going to work.
Right.
You know, you'll get bored with it and you'll, well, forget this and walk away.
Right. I agree. That makes sense. Thank you.
Well, we're so glad you called in tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it gives me a little bit of motivation to go to those meetup groups now.
Exactly.
It's a great time to start that and do that. Think of it as a job. Think of it as something that you do. Okay.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. I could get a sneaking suspicion that once Uranus goes direct in mid-December, she's going to have him in the palm of her hand.
Absolutely. This is a perfect time, especially with this full moon for her. This is a perfect time to start transforming and changing her habits. And with that Mars time right now for her to really go very far with her passion. And she'll be surprised at what comes out of it. She really will.
Absolutely. All right, let's take another caller.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing tonight?
Hi. I'm Linda.
What can we do for you? What's your name?
Linda.
Okay. And what can we do for you tonight?
The same thing, pretty much.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
October 1st, 1967.
And do you know what time you're on?
10:45 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Houston, Texas.
You still live there?
No.
Where do you live now?
East Coast. West Coast.
What city?
Vegas.
Say again?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live
Vegas.
Now?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Oh, okay. This phone is really quirkish tonight. Sorry.
No problem.
That makes quite a difference in the Ascendant.
It would. That's not bad. I kind of agree that you weren't going to be as productive in Texas than you will in Nevada. That 0 degree rising just really challenges anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what question did you have for us tonight?
General finances.
What are you doing for a living?
Sales.
Now, are you doing sales in person or behind the scenes?
In person.
Good. Okay. Have you been very motivated or not?
Not really. Kind of, sort of, but not really.
Well, Mars is going into Scorpio over the last couple of days. It's going to take you a couple more days to feel it, but I have a feeling the motivation is going to come back for you here. Because Jupiter's in Gemini in your 8th house right now, transiting where you live in Vegas, and to me, a lot of times people are making money in two separate ways when Jupiter's in Gemini in your 8th. Sometimes they're going to work and school. Sometimes they're basically making money in two separate ways so that they can maintain their lifestyle. And you actually have some beautiful communication skills, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm really at ease in public speaking. Very much so. I'd probably say I'm an unemployed actress.
Ah, the plot thickens. Aha, that's where their desire hasn't been to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, yeah, that's where I would do that. Have you ever thought of doing voiceovers or things like this, being on more radio or like the show The Simpsons, how they use voices for the characters instead of having the actual actor up front? Have you ever thought about doing something like that?
Actually, I look really good on camera, so.
She wants
no,
to
I
know
what
I'm saying is,
you have
Leo. She wants everybody to see her.
I understand that part, and I, you know, you've got that beautiful Sag rising 0 degrees. It makes it absolutely gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. What I'm trying to say, though, that I think with that Mercury in Scorpio, it really works well, and you can break yourself in that direction by doing, you know, it could lead to more acting and things like this, but I really think your voice is really, and your creative mind can really go far with that, is what I'm trying to say.
Really?
And so that might be the way to break in or get your foot into the acting field.
And my feeling, looking at your chart, too, in this segment of time, that I think that you should really push, if you're going to ever be, you know, on camera and the public's going to see you and all the stuff that you really want to do, it's actually blending together both health and beauty, okay? So it'd be a thing where you maybe could be doing even a yoga class or you could be doing a workout class on television, that kind of thing, but I think that you do want to have energy behind what you do, whether you're using your voice, as Jacqueline suggested, or if you're actually using your performance. But to me, blending health and beauty together, that's where your golden goose is.
So when should I start this?
Yesterday.
Right?
Yeah, I would agree with her yesterday. I think that he really should start pursuing a little bit more in these areas. Mars is really aspecting you nicely as far as the large institutions and things like this, motion picture industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pete, real quick, do you see anything on my relationship?
Well...
Have you been having old relationships in the past return?
No.
Okay, because I feel there's some kind of old relationship from the past that is returning. I'm going to tell you, you know, better don't go there. I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, I don't. I tend to avoid that. Not to sound au cliche, but there's a reason why we're not together. Click, click.
Absolutely.
But what I would suggest is that there are some qualities in their relationship in your past that really wowed you, that you want in your next one, okay? So just focus on the quality and not the person.
Absolutely.
Because that's where you're going to find it. Because, you know, you have that, you know, some nice Virgo energies that can help, really help you to focus. And there are certain qualities that you definitely want in a relationship. And so I'm concentrate on the qualities and just know that it's going to show up. So right now, I think it's a good idea for you to putting some more passion into what you do want to become, too. Because I think when your heart is full of that desire to become... New and interesting people always just enter your life naturally. It just works beautifully, cosmically. That's how it works out.
Isn't it great how that happens? Like divine intervention. Completely.
Yes. Well, we're very glad you called in tonight.
Well, thank you.
And you have a stellar night. Keep us posted. Let us know how it goes.
Absolutely. I'll tag you in my phone.
All right. God bless.
You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. All right, bye. When I saw that Venus conjunct Jupiter in Leo, I was like, oh, my goodness. She could knock him dead given the right opportunity. No doubt about
it.
Absolutely.
You know, I agree.
And I can see the voice and the intention and her intensity, too, just like you did. I can see that very clearly, too. She's got a lot of possibilities here for her future. She just starts to move in that direction, I think.
I think a lot of people, unless she has something established, would kind of put her on the side, even though she's, you know, her natural beauty, because, yeah, there's no question about it. You know, not seeing her physically, but she's got to be drop-dead gorgeous. You know, there's no question about it. But I think breaking it in and having some experience in the industry before actually exposing her face really helps with that scorpion energy on the rising.
Exactly, I agree. I agree totally. Well, you ready for the next one?
All right.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello, this is Pam. Thanks for taking my call.
Ray, how are you doing tonight?
I'm waiting to see what's going to happen as far as either tropical storm or a hurricane coming this way. Anyway, my birthday is 12/8/43.
And what time were you born?
6:30 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Buffalo, New York.
And where do you live now?
I'm in Florida.
South Florida,
where the storm is headed right now.
I'm sorry, say that again.
South Florida, where Isaac is coming.
What part of Florida? What city?
South Florida.
What's
Miami,
Hollywood.
Tampa, Hollywood. Okay.
It does make a difference because we use the longitude and latitude, and
right,
they're doing to track the storm, so we needed to have that from you. That's why we asked.
That's okay. Sure.
I know this one has me a little scared too, honey.
I don't have very much help. I'm on my own, and I'm not getting the help that I feel like would be nice. Yeah.
I got to say, I don't think you're going to get hit with it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. They did say that the winds were lessening and it doesn't look as threatening now as it did yesterday.
Right.
Thank God. Our neighbors to the north, I don't know.
I'd have to say that with this because I don't see any major harm coming to your house as far as that's concerned.
That's
and,
good. I worry because
my
vibrational
energy is that it's
going to
go more north. I think more towards the center, like Jacksonville, Louisiana. That's more of where my concern is for this.
How about Panama City? I have a neighbor has family there. They're saying category 2 or 3.
I don't know that anything catastrophic is going to happen to them.
But it's going to be a big one.
I do have some concern for it, though.
Yeah, I am too.
I really do have concern for that area. I do see that is,
I feel like a lot of water and not being able to go anywhere. And where you're at,
yeah.
Cam, I feel like there's going to be a lot of wind. Because see, you're
where
at
I'm
the
at.
Center of Hollywood is 17 degrees of Gemini, and it sits on the part of air and wind.
Yeah.
And Jupiter is basically very close to that, so I have a feeling, again, it could be difficult for you to be able to go outside for a little while just because of wind more than anything else.
I'm worried about I have some stray cats that I take care of, and also I have two medium-sized ducks that haven't gotten to fly yet. Their wings aren't working yet, and they kind of live on my patio, and I'm hoping they're going to be all right. I don't know. There's nothing I can do.
Right. I just try to make sure they stay contained within the enclosure.
Well, there is no enclosure. That's the problem.
Oh.
they'll stay close, but the patio kind of fills up with water. So I don't know. Just hope for the best.
I don't think you have that much to worry as far as you're concerned. I would be more concerned about your neighbor's friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My is up there. My concern, I've got other concerns going on, though, that I don't know. It just seems like everything's been chaotic inside my home with different problems, electrical and so forth. Got that resolved. And then I had some health issues, and the doctor I've been seeing, he's got a wrong diagnosis going on, and I'm trying to get the other doctor there, the head doctor, to straighten it out, and I'm not getting a response. I've had a close friendship with a neighbor, and just lately she's just, I don't know, been strange and hostile toward me. There's just a lot of confusion, and it seems like my family used to communicate with me more out of town have grown distant. Just, I don't know, kind of a feeling like everybody is moving away from me or disconnection and confusion. I don't know what it is. It just kind of feels like an empty situation going on, and I don't know what to do at this point.
I think in the past you were much more independent than you are right now. And I think
I've always been somewhat independent, and
right.
I still am. But I'm social. You know, I'm a socially oriented person.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
You can see that in my chart.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not one that is shy or doesn't talk to people or anything. I consider myself to be outgoing and friendly.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of Gemini on your ascendant, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm outgoing. I don't put my head in the sand, but the communications lately have been a nightmare. Just people are just, I don't know. I can't come to get the information I'm needing, and it's tons of phone calls, and nobody is responding. I don't know. What am I doing wrong, you know?
I think it's timing of things. It's really trying to, I feel that at this point in time you're going through a major shift in your life, which we've talked about because as far as other people are concerned, because of the planetary placements here again, I think you are going through a radical shift, and it's really showing you what is good for you and what is not so good for you in your life. And so sometimes
like
you have to put things away. Sometimes you have to walk away from certain things and come back to them, is what I'm trying to say. Let them make it their priority to come to you more than you having to address it. And moving on and moving forward to see what new is out there for you, because I think there's
I'm always making friends, but some people I value as friends and other people, you know, they're just casual, but it seems like when I make a good friend, and things are going well, then all of a sudden some issue with them will come up, and I'll be like a scapegoat or something. I don't know. So I just back off and give them their space, and I do my own thing. But it's just, I don't understand it. Really don't. The same thing with my family. I won't call them. I won't contact them. And then I'll try, you know, opening the door and contacting, and then all of a sudden, nothing for months, then I'll just, you know, it's strange. I don't really know what's going on. It's got to be something, activity in my chart. Sometimes it's out of, I think it's out of sight, out of mind, because I live in a different city.
Right.
I wouldn't necessarily call it out of sight, out of mind, okay? I think a lot of your connections are psychic or intuitive. You have a Mars and Gemini in your 12th house. So sometimes your actions work really well for you, and sometimes they don't work so well for you. One of the things about that is with a Mars in the 12th house like that is that it takes a long time to get anything to come, okay? And what I'll say is that with this type of chart, with your chart, with who I'm looking at, you know, it's great to have those thoughts and, you know, think about them and send them energy, but really to, you know, keep moving in your interest.
Oh, I do. It's not like I've stopped. I belong to spiritual groups, and I move around. I go, you know, different places with friends. I go places on my own. But I'm just wondering if there's something going on in my chart now that everything the past 3 months has been so difficult to pin down. I have several relationships, friendships that are just strange. I don't know. They'll come over and they'll be real helpful, and then they'll disappear. And then it's just chaotic energy. Nobody seems like, you know, stable or something. I'm wondering, is there something going on in my chart, or are other people in a chaotic space too?
Well, Jupiter is in Gemini transiting your 12th house, so it is going to create some confusion with communication. You know, you've been an active
keeper. I thought Jupiter was a good thing.
It can be, but it also exaggerates all the good and the bad. The Gemini forces, it tends to be an extremist kind of Jupiter. So it's either all or nothing. And sometimes nothing can be good. I mean, I like the stillness, actually, even though I'm a very social creature. And so you're going to just see that the ways that people do communicate are the way that they think, or maybe how much that they feel devoted to you, some of those things are going to be exaggerated to you by the way that they are communicating so that you can understand better. Sometimes you grow away from certain people for a time, as Jacqueline pointed out, and then we come back to them. So I think you're just going through resorting. I wouldn't take it too much
to heart. I've did that with a whole bunch of people, and then I started a whole new group. And
there you go.
I know they got a lot of chaos in their own life. I mean, I know they're not settled. But it's just everything, it's just chaos with my doctor. I've been seeing him for 2 years, and he can't even make a correct diagnosis. He had blood work.
Oh, yeah, because Chiron squaring both your Mars and Uranus in the 12th, of course.
Yeah.
Very difficult to diagnose at this time.
What is squaring what?
Chiron, the wounded healer, is transiting and squaring both Uranus and Mars in Gemini in your 12th. So it would be very difficult to make a good diagnosis because Uranus and Mars are both retrograde in your birth chart.
Oh, great.
So this delay and this resolve is very appropriate. Well, I'm not sure exactly when Chiron goes direct. Do you know Jacqueline?
No, not right off the hand.
I can check.
Let me go check that out real quick.
Yeah, this is awful. And wanting to treat me with strong medication, and it's great.
Looks like it wouldn't go direct until after November 16th. So you're still in kind of a holding pattern with that being resolved completely. They might even go back and redo tests with Chiron retrograde.
I did that. Yeah, they made me.
So it could be again middle of November before you get this resolved, or even early December, because you're. And I hate to tell you that, because I know that you know you're already been suffering with it. But again, I think whatever needs to be done in order to really qualify this hasn't really probably not even been done at this point.
No, they're coming up with a whole different diagnosis that's incorrect. Because I can read the blood work myself, and I know it's wrong.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to get someone over that doctor to reevaluate. They're not responding. I don't know what's going on.
All I can tell you is to be persistent, because it's your body.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Always send
a
letter,
kind of a tough cycle.
And I'm ignored.
See, what I think what we're trying to say is that this is a matter of due process, okay? And no matter how we look at it, it's going to take quite a while for this to shift and change. I think it's how you address your body, and I think the issue here is how you stand up for yourself is really what's going to happen.
I always have to fight for any clarity. Yeah.
I don't accept this. Let's move on to the next step. You know, no, I don't accept this. Let's move on to the next step. It's more how calm or how relaxed you are through the process. Because you find it very hard that they can't diagnose it, but also realize that they are
afraid also of giving me the wrong treatment and medication. I mean, it has repercussions.
I don't see you dying
in
your future.
I'm sorry.
Fighting against the liability. That's what they're trying to cover themselves.
I think
so. The liability when they gave you the wrong medication, they had the wrong diagnosis, and I think.
Well, they wanted to give me a medication. I refused to take it because of the diagnosis problem.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a person. There are some people, and unfortunately, as some people get older, and that whatever they're told to take, they take it. And they don't question it, and they walk out, and then they wonder why they get sick. But I question everything I'm given and why I'm being given.
Well, I would continue to do that, and I'd stick by your guns and stuff, even if it's going to take you some time. But don't expect it to be immediately resolved. Okay, but we're close to the top of the hour, and I have one more caller here that's been holding on.
All right,
for
I appreciate
minutes,
you.
So I'm going to let you go for now.
And
let us know how it goes. We'd be very interested to hear how it goes.
I mean, not to get worried about this hurricane.
All right.
Thank
Take
you,
care
dear.
Of you. God
Good
bless.
Good Bye.
We're almost at the top of the hour. We have one call that's been holding for 45 minutes. You want to go for it, Jacqueline?
Absolutely.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. Thank you for holding for so long. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, girls. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you tonight?
This is Lena from Florida. I am living with my niece now, so I'm happy about that.
Great.
She's in Boynton Beach, and my sister's daughter, and my sister who contacted me moved from... She's living in Hope Sound now.
Aha. So at least you have a place to be for the moment, hey?
Yeah. I wanted to see when you say how long I'll be living here.
What is your birthday again?
March 7th, 1962.
And the time?
12:03 p.m. I flip New York.
And you've been in Boynton Beach for a while, right?
Yeah, almost a week. 2 weeks tomorrow.
niece's birthday?
She is 5/14/1982.
July 14th?
No, May 14th.
May 14th, okay.
1982.
And do you know when she was born?
When? May 14th.
What time?
No, I don't know what time. She's born in Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay.
I mean, we seem to be getting along, but she's never here. You know, I mean, I think she seems a little uncomfortable with me being here.
Well, of course, it's different for both of you. That's understandable.
I mean, I'm not bothering her or anything.
She's a humanitarian. She's you know, she's doing this out of honor and really trying to help you out. This is a sincere attempt.
Yeah, she does my
stuff. She's pretty grounded, too. She can also be, you know, she probably also likes to have a social life, though. She's got a, you know, interesting thing in her chart.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I feel that she probably wouldn't be there that much, even if you weren't there.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know.
I think she likes to socialize.
Yeah, she does. And I'm more of an inside person.
Yep. So maybe that actually works out because you get some time to chill and she gets some time to play.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go looking for trouble. I'd be very happy to be there and stuff like that. And she just probably, again, wants to do her own thing. She's probably used to having that independence.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This gives you an opportunity right now to really look for a job and really look for something that you can do. I think she's going to be able, you know, as long as she sees progress, she's going to be able to justify why she's doing this. So I would keep looking. And don't be surprised if something out of the blue comes as far as your work is concerned, because I do find that this is a time for you to be looking for a new job.
Well, Home Depot called me for a part-time position, so I don't know if they just called me for a job and for a phone interview. That's helping make work.
Well, to get into Home Depot and stuff like that, you could even end up going full time and all that stuff, because you need to get your finances straightened out. You know.
And
I think that, again, it might be something completely different, so it's going to make you feel as if you are starting a new life. And that's where you need to be, is to know that you're starting a new life and you're going to, you know, take the gifts of Providence as they come through for you.
Oh, my sister's been doing so much for me. She went out and bought me new clothes. I mean, it's been wonderful to me.
Yeah, but you really have to take that to a motivation. Really look at what you want to do with your life and really look at finding a job that'll work with you. Really.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to get any old job. I really want to be happy at a job.
Well, at this time, look at the opportunities that are being presented to you.
Knowing that you can make a temporary decision and make another decision later. Right now, the whole thing is to get food in your mouth, give your niece a little bit of money, you know, kind of get yourself back together and see what you can create, because, you know, that's where you're at right now. But I think this is wonderful that, again, some people stepped up to the plate and came through for you. And we're both very happy for you. And like I said, just keep that search for the job you really want. But if something comes in part-time, something that you can do right now, you know, I think you need to really take a look at it.
Yeah, I'll start being
more active and being more productive, because you've been really feeling so lost, you know. And this is going to help you at least to be making some money, be around people, being focused, get you back on track. It's been really hard. We know we've been following you on this journey, and it's been very hard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's been a hard few years for me. My sister
thank
just
you
found
so
me.
Much.
We just bumped into each other. Yeah, thank you so much.
You have a great weekend, and keep us posted. Well, this has been the Illumination Station. We did run over a little bit tonight, but nonetheless, we should probably tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Absolutely. You can call me at 772-286-2720.
And you can reach me at 540-400-0110 or check out my website at www.afrodet.com. You can also like us on Facebook at the Illumination Station. We won't be having a show next week because Jack and I will both be doing a little traveling. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. And until then, God bless you all.
Good night.
Good night.